Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, could the Netflix deal make the rift between the brothers even bigger? Reports are that the Netflix deal could include a documentary about Diana, and that would not go over well with William. A source said, the Sussexes are discussing making a feature documentary on Princess Diana's family history and heritage. It is early stages, but it looks like it could happen. It will work as a tribute to Diana and build on all the incredible charity work she has done. Netflix would also love to make a documentary about Diana, and it is something they have been pushing for. These plans could further antagonize their fallout. If it does happen, William will be the first to know. Per the Mirror, a Palace insider claimed that while Meghan and Harry quit royal duties earlier this year with everyone's best wishes, it was made clear that future commercial deals would be subject to discussion. If the Diana project goes ahead, it is believed Prince William would want to be involved, but the brothers are said to still have an ongoing feud, which reportedly began in November 2018, when Harry told Wills he wasn't doing enough to include Meghan in the royal family. The Mirror also reports last week it emerged Netflix is set to stream a recorded stage show about the Princess of Wales titled Diana, a new musical. It is not connected to Harry and Meghan. It details the breakdown of Charles and Diana's marriage with swaths of vulgar dialogue, and in light of Harry's deal, there are now calls for Netflix to pull the program. Well, the streaming wars may have had another victim, an Invictus Games fundraiser that would have been broadcast on Amazon. This event would have featured stars like Beyoncé and Ed Sheeran, but Amazon is, of course, a streaming rival to Netflix. A source told the Sunday Times, it's very bad form and everyone at Invictus is gutted. Harry said yes to doing this last year and everything was still moving forwards until a few weeks ago. This was going to be a big moment for Invictus when the pot is pretty empty and has left them in the lurch. Harry needs to pull his finger out and find another way to raise funds for them. A spokesperson for Invictus provided an alternate point of view, saying the event was shelved because the primary revenue generator was ticket sales from a live concert in Los Angeles in the spring of 2021. Given current circumstances with COVID, the event needed to be reconceptualized. This was an independent decision made prior to a partnership with Netflix. The Duke remains committed as ever to the Invictus Games. So, was it COVID or the Netflix deal? Newsweek has more with this interesting tidbit. The Sunday Times has now added a note to its original story confirming it has received a legal complaint over its article, which remains online at the time of this recording. Newsweek has been told a letter before action was sent to the newspaper because the criticism struck at a cause close to Harry's heart. A Sussex source told Newsweek this is about the suggestion that the Duke was not fully committed to the Invictus Games, which is untrue and was obviously upsetting to the Duke. The source added, this Netflix stuff has absolutely zero to do with the Invictus plan. There's absolutely no connection whatsoever. In terms of the plan for some form of Amazon-backed concert, which was part of the proposal, there are lots of reasons why that's not going ahead. One of the main ones being the proposal was for a live major concert at the Hollywood Bowl. There were lots of problems with it and everyone went away and it was decided they were not going to push forward with it and therefore there were other ways to look at other fundraising opportunities for Invictus. Newsweek also provides hope that Amazon and Invictus can work together in the future. A source said Amazon has an amazing veterans employment program and support program in the US. They are keen to try and support Invictus in some way. That does not mean at this stage that there is going to be a concert in the Hollywood Bowl in the spring, which sells tickets and all the rest of it. Will that materialize into some other form of support? There's a possibility. We will constantly continue those lines of conversation. But as it currently stands, it is not going ahead. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.